My name is Una Mangan. I was Una Ryan at the time, and we lived on the south side of Dublin. We went to school in St. Louis Convent Rathmines and were very interested in what was happening with the Congress, and we had a lot of music there. And in Dublin, I think from a few convents, they picked so many children to sing in the special choir we had to do. I can't remember what the hymns were. I just know that we were out in the Phoenix Park and that John McCormack was singing there. We walked practically all the time out to the park or to O'Connell Bridge, where there was an altar too. And the weather was absolutely beautiful. It couldn't have been better. I mean, the Lord was certainly looking after us that time. And because there were no buses for the most part, it was walking all the time. That's my recollection anyway. Well, in St. Louis Convent Rathmines, we, so many were picked to join the special choir, and we had the music. We were doing things all the time in both instruments and singing. And you had to be 12 years of age to be in the special choir, and I was picked. My sister, who was a year and 10 months younger than me, told me afterwards she was very put out because she really had the better voice and she couldn't go because she wasn't 12. I can't remember, unfortunately, who was in that choir with me. And really, at that stage in Rathmines, you knew everybody. You knew all the pupils because it wasn't a large school. But it was in 1932, and I am now nearly 92 years of age, and don't remember a lot of what happened at that time, except that we were in the park, we did walk, and we did sing. And we walked home, and I remember certainly one occasion. I remember my father coming to meet us from wherever we were left, and walking me home from there to the South Circle Road, which was where we lived at the time. Then the weather being so beautiful all the time the Congress was on, that my mum and dad used to bring my sister and myself down to the inner city to see all the cottages and small houses there who had altars outside their houses. We all had flags. My dad put up the flags at the house, and all Catholics had flags out their windows. Then this inner city, they really went to town on it and had beautiful altars and everything. We used to go down and look at that for that week. And the weather was so beautiful. You were out in the evening and everything. It was a great time for Dublin. Everybody was interested in it. Even though they mightn't have been Catholics, they all knew what was going on and were interested in seeing what was going on. We all had our flags out our windows, and there were other people, of course, on the roads with us, but they were all very glad for us that this was happening. There was a great atmosphere in Dublin at the time, and we had a lot of visitors to Dublin from all over the world. And I can't remember now who would have been there from different countries, but I know a cousin of my mother's and her husband came over from Chicago to visit us and stayed with us at the time, and were very interested in it. There were a lot of strangers coming from different parts of the world, and of course everybody, all the Catholics in Dublin, were very happy about it all, and I think practically everybody would have been there. You know, it was a great point of seeing everybody.